yet another product recall from China.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Once again, China must answer questions about the safety of its exports. This time, it's toys. Yesterday, Mattel recalled almost a million toys in the U.S. because the paint on them has too much lead in it. These are Fisher-Price toys with parts made in China. They include popular preschool characters like Elmo and Big Bird. This is the latest in a series of product recalls out of China, but this is the biggest company involved so far. Jeff Dyer is a Financial Times reporter in Shanghai. Jeff, how are the Chinese responding to this recall so far?
There's been no direct response to this specific case yet, but there have been some general comments trying to reassure consumers abroad, saying that the vast majority of Chinese products do pass safety standards and there are no problems with them.
I'm curious, Jeff, is this, do you think, a byproduct of the fact that we're watching China more carefully since we've had so many recalls, or is this just a separate issue?
It's very hard to explain. I mean, on the one hand, it is normal that there would be more recalls and more problems with Chinese goods because the number of Chinese exports is increasing so dramatically. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't really explain the huge number of cases there do seem to be in this year. And this particular case is an unusually worrying one because it does involve a company that is generally considered in its industry to be one of the companies with the best set of procedures about checking the safety of its products. And it's in an industry, the toy industry, where there are relatively high and rigorous testing standards.
And one of the things I heard a Chinese official say is they attach a great deal of importance to product quality, but they don't want to overblow things. How are they balancing that, the PR versus the reality of making safer products?
Well, the initial reaction a few months ago when these cases first came up was very defensive, tried to suggest that it wasn't really their fault. Since then, they've become more proactive. They've tried to engage with the rest of the world, tried to show that they're implementing tougher procedures. But at the same time, they've also tried to persuade consumers around the world that this is a problem that is limited to just a small percentage of Chinese products.
What specifically are the Chinese doing to prevent these kinds of things from happening?
Well, they have announced a whole bunch of new procedures for checking the registration of new medicines, for checking food quality, but ultimately for products being sold in the U.S. and sold in Europe, ultimately it's going to come down to the companies that are selling the products that are going to have to sharpen up their own testing procedures.
Okay, Jeff, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Jeff Dyer is the Shanghai Bureau Chief for the Financial Times. It was a wild ride on Wall Street yesterday, up and down all day long, and then a last-minute rally. The Dow wound up gaining 150 points to 13,362. The NASDAQ put on 7 to 2553. The S&P 500 climbed 10 to 1465. The Asian markets kept the rally going, adding about 0.5%. European shares are up the same amount so far. The student loan industry has been in turmoil the past few months. Loan companies are accused of bribing financial aid officers at universities to send students their way. Many states and Congress have gotten involved in the investigation. Now there's word the problems might be even bigger than we first thought. Here's Jeremy Hobson.
New York State Attorney General Andrew Cuomo has subpoenaed a lending company he says paid off athletic departments at 40 universities in return for access to students. He subpoenaed the universities as well, including big names like Georgetown and UCLA. Benjamin Losky is special assistant to Attorney General Cuomo. Among the accusations, athletic departments allowed the company, University Financial Services, to use school events and publications to advertise its loans.
The athletic department, for example, is even lending its interns to help this lender do some of its business. We've seen all of these things.
Losky says it's a problem because student loans involve huge amounts of money and can affect students long after graduation. In a statement, UFS said the company is ethical in its marketing. Meanwhile, a new government report blames the education department for lax regulation of the industry. I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com.
I don't know how many street corners are left that don't have a Starbucks, but the coffee chain plans to open another 1,700 locations in the U.S. next year. Starbucks is expanding, even though its sales are barely growing. The company made this announcement as it turned in its quarterly profit yesterday. Profits were up 9% over last year. Disney also handed in some decent numbers for the last quarter. Profits were up 5%. And Disney also had an announcement to make. I'll give you a hint. What do you get when you cross a mouse with a penguin? Lisa Napoli has the answer.
If you're not 10 years old or you don't have a kid around that age, you probably haven't heard about Club Penguin. The social networking site has infiltrated the minds of kids and the pocketbooks of parents. It costs $6 a month to play in this advertising-free world of virtual igloos, said to have 700,000 paying members. This spring, Club Penguin's founders turned down a $450 million offer from Sony. They got a much cooler deal from Disney. $350 million now and possibly $350 million more over the next couple of years. Nice cash for three guys in their homespun Canadian company that's less than 2 years old. Rafat Ali publishes paidcontent.org. He says there's a couple of reasons parents like Club Penguin.
Because there's no advertising, they feel kind of safe. They don't want their kids to be addicted to the console video game. So this is probably an alternative.
Major media companies like the tween demographic because they'll soon get out from under their parents' wings and have cash of their own to spend. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
And I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.